Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is the 9th day of November. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. Robert McNamara became president of the Ford Motor Company today in 1960. He became the company's first non-Ford family member to lead the organization. And 49 years ago, the first issue of Rolling Stone magazine hit newsstands. Locally tomorrow night, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club presents a free public program starting at 7. It's titled Catfish, Carp, Water Quality, and Other Challengers, featuring Dr. Brooks Burr of SIU. He's Professor Emeritus in the SIU Fisheries Department. Tomorrow night's program will be held in the Carbondale Township Hall. And some blood drives today at the IDOT building on West Murfreesboro Road in Carbondale. Donate from 7 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. Later this afternoon in Carterville, there's a blood drive at the SIH Cancer Center, and that one goes from 1 to 5. Or in the Centralia area, give blood this Monday, November the 14th and Tuesday the 15th at Kaskaskia College from 10 to 3. And in Mount Vernon, the next musical event at Cedarhurst is Saturday, November the 19th, when classical violinist David Lisker performs at the Performance Hall starting at 7:30 p.m. And now that fall is here, the United States Forest Service wants you to know that this is the time that prescribed fires are being done. In fact, this prescribed burning season will last until April, and they plan up to burn up to 10,000 acres. And that's the Wednesday edition of the WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good Wednesday morning, and on your WSIU Almanac, in 1906, on this day, President Teddy Roosevelt visited the Panama Canal, and in doing so, became the first sitting president to make an official trip outside the U.S. In 1858, on this day, the New York Symphony Orchestra performed publicly for the first time. And happy birthday to Cardinals legend Bob Gibson. He turns 81 today. Locally, only Central College is hosting a big college fair today with representatives from many colleges and universities. It gets underway at 8:30 this morning in Wattleworth Hall. Friday is Veterans Day, and the city of Carbondale is holding a special ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Plaza beginning at 11 a.m. This Sunday, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club is leading a hike to Rocky Bluff Trail. That's inside Crab Orchard Refuge. Now, you do need to call ahead. And to do that, call 618-998-5920. The Carbondale Women's Center invites you to participate in this year's Alternative Angel Tree to benefit the Women's Center. Give today for healing tomorrow. And see all details on their flyer, which is posted on our website. In Robinson, Illinois, the Lincoln Trail College Theater Department has announced its schedule of productions for the 2016-2017 season, and the Stephen Sondheim fairy tale Into the Woods has two more performances scheduled this Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. And that's the November the 9th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.